This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's 6:11 p.m. Uman Ezra here on the Evening Edition. Let's take a look at this next story. The Communications and Multimedia Ministry, they're planning a bill to make it compulsory for all new housing projects to be installed with internet facilities.
Yes. So,
it's a grand idea.
Yeah, just like electricity and water, internet facilities are going to be inbuilt as soon as you buy a home. I think, it's not law, but this is already something of the case when it comes to new high-rise developments, for example. There are often ports in place, at least at the highermost level, right? So, you know, they
pick a provider.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And then they get that all settled in. So when you go in, you can just sign up to whoever you want and they come to your house and put in a little router. And I think it should be the same for every housing development. This, of course, falls in line with the whole internet as a basic human right argument.
Yeah, but I think it's going to be fascinating to see how aggressive this approach will be, because you know there are parts of Malaysia when it comes to connectivity that it's not quite all there yet, despite the huge gains that have been made in the past 5 to 10 years or so.
I was going to say there are parts of Malaysia where water and electricity is hard to come by, right?
So you know, I'm just trying to see whether when the ministry is talking about providing all access, you know, are we thinking, you know, urban, suburban areas first and perhaps sort of making sure that everything works in that particular, because, you know, sometimes on the weekend, the internet doesn't even work in my place. So I don't know, how seriously I'm supposed to take this.
And so maybe legislation might drive that because obviously you can't have internet without electricity to begin with. So maybe legislation might drive this kind of progress so electricity and water supply get to some of these places as well. I mean, so with Gobind Singh Deo, the internet access has been a big push. I mean, ever since his first day in office, one of his first announcements was about making sure internet speeds are up to par with those in the region and prices as well. Currently, they are still a little too expensive. And he kind of gave an instruction almost to Telecom to say like, hey, bump up the speeds, cut your prices.
Yeah, and you saw some immediate reactions from the stakeholders and the players themselves. I think, was it Time that put out,
who had an ad, a one-page ad,
bold and aggressive ad, sort of giving a shout-out to Telecom for essentially not...
Kind of like, welcome to the club.
Right.
You know, we've been giving people these kind of speeds. It's time we up our game as well.
And so I find that very, very encouraging, just to see sort of that competition between these companies and to see how the market responds as well.
And so for the longest time, and I'm not going to say that there was any pakat going on, but for the longest time, there was pretty much a similar service that you could get from all three major providers. I mean, as in broadband providers. I'm not talking about mobile broadband. That's different. Mm-hmm. But at least for the ones that come straight to your home, the pricing was a little bit the same. There were speed promises that were different, but in practice, a lot of those speeds kind of leveled out at about the same amount as well, whether you were promised 100 megabit or 20 megabit.
And I think that there were a lot of experiences of many Malaysians who would go to Singapore, for example, and you know, you would see some of the speeds that they'd be getting and for the prices they were paying, and a lot of these questions were reflected back to our sort of local train here.
Malaysia, yeah.
We're going to hear from the perspective of an expert in IT and cyber law. We have with us on the line lawyer Swaran Singh, Deputy Chairperson of the Future in Technology Committee of the Bar Council. Swaran, thank you very much for joining us on the Evening Edition. And so the ministry plans to categorize the internet as a utility and to make it a compulsory facility for all new housing projects. What do you think about that?
Okay, this I think is an issue that has arisen pursuant to the recent Minister of Communications, Gobind Singh, who has said that he wants to make internet available and also a constitutional right for all citizens. And I think the intent is a good one, but perhaps this is an issue that comes within the broader framework of right to information. A right to internet per se as a constitutional right may not be absolutely accurate, but I think if you consider the right to the internet as falling within the greater or broader protection of right to information of the citizen, that might be a more accurate or persuasive way of looking at this argument. And the right to information will encompass not just the availability of internet access to anyone, but also should cover things like access to information that may be secret at one point, but after a certain number of years should be available for all citizens, similar to the Freedom of Information Act and regulations already found in some of the state legislation.
So is the ministry looking at too narrow a definition, perhaps, when they say that they want to make the internet a utility?
Yeah, I think if you're confining to the right to a certain utility and then saying internet is a form of utility and therefore that utility becomes a universal right for all Malaysians, it may not come across as the importance of it gets diluted. And also having an internet per household may not be the best way of moving ahead with it, because gone are the days when people used to rely on the copper lines to get their phone connectivity, and that's the only way to do it back then, you know, a couple of decades ago. These days, when most things are moving towards the wireless sense, going back to saying one home, one internet access may not be as applicable or relevant or topical. Rather, it's better to say everyone in Malaysia should have the ability to go online and have access to all information, and then using that as a platform to then say that would mean ensuring that everyone has access to the utility of the internet, be it by the traditional fixed wire method in the house, or wireless, or through the lower satellite sort of thing that going there. Google has a thing nowadays where you've got a lower hanging satellite, and that allows connectivity in some remote parts of the world. Like, I think Google has tried that in Africa and has done very well. The low-flying orbit satellites as a form of connectivity in places which building infrastructure and reaching out is going to be hard. So I think that is a more doable way, but the premise has to be providing information to all, and one way to do so, to achieve that, would be to give internet, because that is the way where majority of people get the information anyway.
Right, and Soren, I guess the question is the minister's idea feasible based on existing infrastructure, and would it cost more to implement the plan?
Yes, it would cost more. If you're looking at new development, it can be built into the infrastructure. That's not so bad. But if you're looking at the existing infrastructure and looking at the geographical limitations countrywide, you've got, you know, the rural areas going on the east coast of the peninsula and then going to East Malaysia, for example, it becomes much more difficult. Now, how do you reach out to them? One way would be the traditional way, is to build infrastructure from ground up and work towards it. But the infrastructure also has to be a bit modernized. It can no longer be what it used to be, where that last mile connection is made to each household. That may not be feasible, but having a proper base transceiver station, for example, and then from there, connectivity is then made out to the household or people through wireless methods, that's a more doable thing. The other thing to look at would be, are the telcos in the country playing properly in the sandpit? You know, are they all behaving, or is one person trying to not give access to the others? So building more infrastructure may not be as practical or useful as getting the telcos to start working together under the equal access provisions of the Multimedia Commission and Communications Act, where the fundamental idea already was to ensure that each telco provider is giving access to their infrastructure to others, and therefore you cut down on more infrastructure and encourage more sharing. So that needs to be addressed.
And Soren, do you think this is of topmost priority, given there are people in the country living without enough access to food and electricity, for example? I mean, is the internet such a big part of our lives now that it should be a basic right, you think?
If you're comparing the importance of the internet versus the importance of someone getting basic shelter or basic food, obviously, the latter takes far more importance and precedence over access to the internet. If you're comparing the both, that cannot be the starting point, because it's not going to be a very fair sort of debate to make. But as far as the internet is concerned, internet or technology behind the internet is an enabler, because it is no point if only one segment of the society gets to enhance themselves and better themselves because they've got the best internet access in the world. Whereas you leave behind a whole segment of the society who do not have that access. And even if they have covered things like they have got a job and a place to live, how do they get better? Or how do they compete with the rest in trying to then allow the whole country to move up in the fast pace? So in Africa, which has one of the highest number of mobile banking or fintech sort of take-up rate in the villages, it shows to you that their lives were transformed. They were able to sell their produce using their mobile phones because they can't afford a laptop. And things changed, and this happened because the internet was made available. Similarly, in places like India, when you introduced the cheap tablets that were, you know, subsidized by the government into schools, it helped the schools to learn and to help those children to at least come on par with the kids who were in the city. But of course, if the children do not have access to education or there's no food to eat, they're not going to get even to be able to touch the tablet. All I'm saying is that if those basic things are covered, then the right to information or the right to the access to internet becomes an important enabler for the society.
So, Swaran, how do you think the government can actually make the internet accessible for free throughout the country?
Okay, then it comes down to the economic model for the segment involved and the need for it. So, for instance, like how certain states are able to provide water at different rates depending on how they want to service or manage the population, same will apply to the access to internet. But they should provide access to it at least. How much to charge, when to charge, whom to charge, those things are a bit complicated. So I think internet for those who are handicapped should be provided free, because at least it's one way for them to earn a living if they have to from the confines of their house or their limitation of their handicap. Access to internet for those who are seniors, they should be given more access or at least freer access. So you've got different segments of society that should be able to get access based on their need. Those who are able to afford it should, of course, be required to pay. But in certain places, government buildings, schools, hospitals, there's no reason why internet can't be provided to all if it comes within the framework of what the government wants to do, which is giving as much information access to all. I mean, of course, if the country is thriving and doing really well, then go ahead, you know, give more internet for free. But otherwise, it would not make economic sense to give free internet for all. And that's when I would say, if they intend to do so, I'd rather that money goes towards feeding people and giving them shelter than to give free internet.
And does the internet speed have to be fast across the country?
It has to be fair. It has to be a fair access. I think those who cannot afford it and where the rates are lower, not much can be expected from the speed, but it should be at least at a basic level where it's not ridiculously, you know, where nothing is moving. But those who are able to afford it, there should be the speed itself should be on par with other countries in Asia, which has far exceeded. Like Korea is one of the fastest internet speeds in the world, and so is Singapore and Japan. There's no reason why we can't match those, you know, when you've got such good copper wire infrastructure, fiber optic, you know, backbone in the peninsula. So, yeah.
All right. Swaran, thank you very much for joining us on the program and for sharing your perspective. That was Swaran Singh, Deputy Chairperson of the Future and Technology Committee of the Bar Council. I would love to hear from you as to what you think we should be doing when it comes to, I guess, access and I guess also the consistency of service when it comes to internet speeds. You know, call us at 03-7710-9000.
Yeah. Also, whether that's even the future. I mean, everything's going mobile these days, so whether you still need a hardwired connection at home is a question that we need to answer too, because right, that's a lot of money on infrastructure.
You can also tweet us at BFM Radio, WhatsApp us at 0187.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.